me a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
As we continue to look for ways to support our family in Israel, I am hopeful that this Parsha story can be a part of that by helping us grow our Torah learning and how we treat each other.
Shira and Shlomo were so excited. By the way, they're twins. They're 6 years old, and their Safta was coming over for dinner. But it wasn't any ordinary dinner. It was Safta's birthday. So it was going to be a birthday dinner for Safta. They were going to bake a cake for Safta for her birthday. Mommy, please, can we do it all by ourselves? You'll be the one to put it in the oven, but can we please put the ingredients together all by ourselves? We love our Safta so much, and we want the cake to be from us, from our hearts, from our own homemade batch. Mom said, you know, you two turned six. I think that you can put all the ingredients together by yourself. I have to tell you something about Shira and Shlomo. They're learning how to read. They're learning their letters. But they don't know all of them yet. And when they were making this delicious white cake for Safta, because white cake was Safta's favorite, they looked in the cabinet and they saw a bag that had the letter S on it. And Shira said, oh, Shlomo, here's the sugar. Let's take it down. But there's another word that also starts with the letter S that could be in a cabinet with stuff that we use to bake. And that word is salt. So without realizing it, Shira and Shlomo, after they put in four eggs, and after they put in 3.5 cups of flour and 1 teaspoon of baking powder and 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda and 1 cup of oil and 1 cup of orange juice, they put in 2 cups of salt. Yikes. They thought it was sugar. They had no idea. They mixed the cake and they used their hands because their mom didn't want them to use mixers or electricity alone. And they really wanted to make this cake all by themselves. And they kept taking turns and they would count. And every time they counted to 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, your turn, switch. And the other sibling would get to mix and mix and mix until they mixed this cake and it was so smooth and beautiful. They sprayed the pan. They poured the batter into the pan. They said, Mom, could you come please preheat the oven? We're ready to bake our cake for Safta. After they finished baking the cake, there was a lot to do. There were balloons to hang up and streamers to hang and party hats to take out. They were getting all ready for their birthday dinner with Safta. Now, I have to tell you something about Safta. Safta's name is Malka. And Safta Malka is famous for her chocolate chip cookies. And almost every single time that Safta comes to visit, she brings a bag of cookies with her. It's just a thing. It's a way she shows her love for them. Well, that night, even though Safta was coming for her birthday dinner, I think you can guess what she brought along in her bag. A freshly baked batch of chocolate chip cookies. Shira and Shmuel ran to the door when they heard the doorbell ring. They were so excited to welcome their Safta into their house. Happy birthday, Safta. Happy birthday. Mom prepared the meal, and we just can't wait to get to dessert because there's a surprise for you that your loving grandchildren prepared all by themselves. Well, the dinner was absolutely lovely. They chatted. They told their Safta Malka so many things that they love about her and how they love spending time with her. And they had the opportunity to thank her for all the wonderful activities she had done with them that past year and also years before. And the dinner was delicious. And then it was time for dessert. Shira and Shmuel carried the cake to the table. They were so excited. Everybody sang happy birthday and they put one candle on the cake for Safta Malka to blow out. And after Safta Malka blew out the candle, the family said, "You get to cut the cake. It's your birthday. And Safta Malka, you get to eat the first piece because you're the birthday girl." Safta Malka cut a nice slice of cake. She took a bite. And as soon as she took a bite, she figured out what happened. It tasted like a salt cake, not like a vanilla cake. She did not want to embarrass Shira and Shmuel. She did not want to make them feel bad. Safta Malka was quick on her toes, and Safta Malka said, "This cake tastes so special to me. Can I make a special request? Do you think that maybe since I'm the birthday girl, we could wrap up this cake and I can bring it home? And I want to give something to you now so you could eat my cookies for dessert instead. Would that be okay?" That was a little funny. Shira and Shmuel were wondering because really they would have loved to taste their cake. But they loved the way the cookies that Safta Malka baked tasted. So they said, "Okay, that works." And they enjoyed the cookies and she finished the cake and she said to them, "This cake tastes so special to me." And they never knew that the reason why Safta Malka wanted to take the cake home was because she did not want to hurt their feelings. People have feelings. Trees don't have feelings. Fruit don't have feelings. But in this week's Parsha, Bereishis, if you check every single pasuk in the Parsha, you will not find what kind of fruit it was that Adam and Chava ate from the tree. I checked and I checked and I looked backward and forward and I couldn't find it anywhere. Rashi asks, which fruit was it? Rashi says, I think it was a te'ena, a fig, because they made the clothing out of the fig leaves afterwards, so they were like fixing their mistake. Another opinion is that it was an etrog. All different opinions, but the Torah doesn't tell us. And Rashi explains that the reason why Hashem doesn't want us to know which fruit it was is so that the fruit shouldn't be embarrassed, that people shouldn't say, "Ew, don't ever eat that fruit. That was the fruit that caused so much trouble in the world. That's the fruit that Adam and Chava made their mistake with and ate in Gan Eden." What? A fruit? A fruit doesn't have feelings. We can't know the name of a fruit. We're worried about the feelings of a fruit. And the answer is yes. Hashem is teaching us, if we're being careful to not embarrass a fruit, all the more so, how careful we have to be with the feelings of people. Let's look for lots of opportunities today, tomorrow, every day to protect other people's feelings. if our friend makes a mistake, if our sister spills, if our brother falls, let's do our best to protect their feelings. And Savta Malka taught us that too. That is a lesson that we learn from this week's Parsha that we can bring into our very own lives.
May our efforts to do so serve as a zechut for our beloved chayalim and brothers and sisters in Israel.
Shabbat shalom to everybody.